Bill Bailey has been hearing that the former police officer Wayne Cousins falsely arrested and handcuffed Sarah Everard before raping and killing her. Cousins is being sentenced for his attack on Sarah as she walked home in Clapham, South London, back in March. Sky News has spoken exclusively to a senior investigator on the case.
A witness saw Sarah being handcuffed. Now, for somebody to get into the back of a car with essentially a stranger, albeit he might have a police badge, without doing anything wrong, it would take someone like Sarah probably not to get into that car. She probably wouldn't have got into the back of that car. The only reason that I can think of, in my experience as a police officer, is that he's had to get her into that car somehow. And the main way to get her into that car is to put her under arrest. And one of the witnesses that has come forward in that inquiry that they found said that they saw Sarah being handcuffed. He could have made up a law, he could have said anything he wanted to get her into the car. I mean, he could have used COVID as a reason to get her into the back of the car and said, you're breaching COVID rules, and arrested her. You know, Sarah wouldn't necessarily have known every single law, and he could have made one up to get her in the back of the car.
Well, the Metropolitan Police have released a statement about this today. This is what they have said. We are sickened, angered and devastated by this man's crimes, which betray everything we stand for. Our thoughts are with Sarah's family and her many friends. It's not possible for us to imagine what they are going through. Well, let's go live to the Old Bailey and our crime correspondent, Martin Brunt. Martin, these details that have come out about the circumstances in which Sarah found herself in Wayne's cousin's car perhaps aren't surprising, but they are nonetheless very chilling.
Yes, I mean, it's been grim stuff, but at least the prosecutor has answered the question that had puzzled a lot of us and the investigators themselves to begin with. How on earth did he get her into his car? And we now know that he handcuffed her and arrested her under the guise of her breaching COVID regulations. But of course, she was breaching those regulations. She'd been out to dinner with a friend at a time when all social meetings were banned. This was March during the third lockdown. So she perhaps accepted that she had broken that rule. But the prosecutor went on to say that a couple driving past had witnessed this false arrest. Sarah had already had her left arm behind her back, said the prosecutor, and was giving the man her right arm so she could be handcuffed. She was compliant, said the prosecutor, and had her head down. And then the prosecutor sort of gave some chilling idea of what it must have been like for Sarah from that point onward. She was in the back of the car, her hands handcuffed behind her. She wouldn't have been able to undo the seatbelt that Cousins must have put around her, said the prosecutor. It was the start of a long ordeal that included an 80-mile car journey from South London to Kent, and at some point, pretty quickly on, she would have realised perhaps what her fate was going to be. Now, that's something I discussed a few days ago with Simon Harding. You've already heard from him, the former senior detective in this case. And I asked him what he thought about how Sarah must have been feeling at that point.
He has driven out of London. And I think at that point, Sarah must have been thinking, what's going on here? You know, quite often in policing, cells in London become full up. So you might not necessarily go to the closest police station where you are arrested.
They may have passed a police station and he might have said, look, we're going to go to the next one.
Yeah, or I work at this one, or this is where we deal with this type of prisoner. He could have said anything so that to stop her from panicking or realising that something was wrong. But I think it's got to be at some stage when she's realised, wait a minute, where are we going? You know, he's heading towards Dover, so there's got to be something happening between London and Dover where he's
feeling completely powerless.
Yes, I mean, being handcuffed, obviously, as we know, is, you know, it is restrictive for a reason, right? And so I think it doesn't really bear thinking about that she's, you know, she's powerless to know what happens next. And it's really sad to think that she's that quite scary situation that she's in at that point.
The prosecutor said that Cousins must have raped Sarah Everard the next morning, but investigators still have no idea when or where he killed her. again,
all that team and everybody that worked on it and all the different people that came together when they found out that it was a police officer, it's something that will stay with me, certainly, before I left the Met, that will stay with me for the rest of my life. And I think it upset a lot of officers, as you can imagine. Police officers do not view Wayne Cousins as a police officer. They view him as a murderer who happened to be a police officer, rather than the other way around, a police officer who is a murderer. And that's a really important thing, you know. He doesn't hold the same values as a police officer. He doesn't have the same personality that we do. You know, he's a very sick, a very dangerous individual who should never have been near a uniform.
In other details, to show how easily Cousins was able to dupe Sarah Everard into getting into his car, the prosecutor said that he often used to take home from work his police belt and his handcuffs. He often was sent off for training sessions at different police locations. And there were witnesses, said the prosecutor, who sometimes saw Cousins walking his dog, shopping, for instance, at the same time wearing this part of his police kit. The prosecutor also quoted Sarah's boyfriend, and he had described her like this: extremely intelligent, savvy and streetwise, not a gullible person. So another illustration of how Cousins was able to dupe this innocent victim into the back of his car.